Look at the herringbone pattern elegantly scored over the body of this imposing vessel. Elaborate decoration like this is typical of ceramics from Japan's earliest cultural stage, a Neolithic hunting and fishing society. Archaeologists have named this culture Jomon, meaning cord marking, the characteristic technique of decorating its pottery. To create the herringbone pattern on this jar, a potter would have pressed a cord-wrapped stick into the moist surface of the clay in alternating directions. If you look closely, you can see the imprint made by the cords. This deep storage jar was carefully hand-built and fired in an open pit. It's remarkable that such a large and complex piece was made using such a primitive technique. But here we see the result of hundreds of generations of experience in preparing and handling clay. In fact, Jomon ceramics are among the oldest in the world. Jomon culture has been traced to the mid-11th millennium BC. Elaborate jars like this one were made in the middle of the 3rd millennium BC. Such pottery represents a fusion of function and decoration, a hallmark of Japanese art. You will see more examples of this in other galleries in works such as ceramics, elegant robes, and beautifully designed screens.